shoes, pairs of shoes held by immigrant New Yorkers on the steps of the New York Public Library on Fifth Avenue and taken by immigrants to the headquarters of J.P. Morgan Chase. Shoes symbolizing people who wore them, taken away by immigration authorities or shut away in prison. Geraldo Rivera lives in the Bronx. He's a restaurant worker originally from Mexico.
This shoe represents another member of our community who will be in jail thanks to J.P. Morgan and other people who financed this prison for the immigrants. And this represents one of them. We lost. They stay there.
J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the banks which profits from private prisons in the U.S., listed in a campaign called Corporate Backers of Hate. Javier Valdez is the co-executive director of Make the Road New York.
So shoes for us, what they're symbolizing is all the family members that have been separated and torn apart, that have been kind of caught up in the dragnet of the immigration policies that this administration has been pushing. We're calling on J.P. Morgan Chase to divest all their financial resources from the private detention centers. The only way for them to be able to expand and continue to operate is by getting financial support from large banks such as J.P. Morgan Chase, and we think a corporation that is headquartered here in New York that understands the role the immigrant community has played should not be in the business of supporting people being torn apart and deported.
The Taken From Us protest is targeting J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO, Jamie Dimon, who is on the Donald Trump Business Council.
So, you know, we took it directly to him. We went to the shareholder meeting that J.P. Morgan Chase had in Delaware, and what we were able to say to him clearly is that he needs to disassociate himself from this anti-immigrant policies. He said that he was going to look into it. We have not seen a lot of action since then, and that's why we're here today. And we're going to be here constantly until he does change his policies.
And it's a new movement to not just target J.P. Morgan, but other banks who are involved as well. Can you tell us?
Sure. So there's a lot of other financial institutions that are providing a lot of support to the misguided immigration policies of the Trump administration. J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo probably leading the fight. The other ones are BlackRock, Blackstone, Goldman Sachs, etc. So Disney also. So like what we're aiming to do, we want to make sure that the public is aware that these corporations can play to both sides. They can say that they're marketing to our community and trying to profit from our community and also supporting the tearing people apart.
Make the Road says J.P. Morgan Chase and other banks are profiting off of Geo Group, which provides services on behalf of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, U.S. Marshals Service, and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and also a company called Core Civic, formerly the Corrections Corporation of America. It owns and operates private prisons and detention centers. New York City public advocate Tish James says the Geo Group, whose existence depends on revolving credit from banks like Chase, has been accused of flouting the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. It governs how the government fights human trafficking domestically and globally, and by forcing immigrant detainees to work without pay, threatening to put them in solitary confinement. She also said the company recently authored a Texas bill. It would enable it to bypass existing law against jailing immigrant children. While the New York City pension system has recently divested from private prisons, other cities have not, and Valdez is hoping New York is leading the way.
We were super excited when that happened. It's the largest municipality to do so. What we're hoping is that this creates a national momentum and other localities follow suit.
Private prisons doesn't benefit Americans. You know, private prisons only benefit the wealthiest people in our country, and it's actually causing more harm than it does doing good.
Darren Mack is with Just Leadership USA and the Close Rikers campaign.
We're living in a time where mass incarceration is affecting people of color. We're living in a time where criminal justice reform is a bipartisan issue. So I think that it's time for New Yorkers to step up, so we can, you know, make a better system than what we currently have now, which is racist and unfair to everyone.
Mac wears a black Close Rikers t-shirt. He says he stands with Make the Road New York.
I'm here today because J.P. Morgan invests in detention centers and private prisons, which under the Trump administration policy is targeting people of color, specifically Latino people, undocumented people, and we are asking J.P. Morgan to divest from the prisons and build a community, because it's a travesty. It's targeted, it's racist, and I'm here today to support Make the Road, and we're here to march and let the people know. And New Yorkers, we stand for justice for everybody, regardless of where you come from or how you look.
Araceli Condes is an organizer with Make the Road New York, originally from Ecuador. She lives in Queens.
Estamos acá luchando por nuestros derechos. ¿Qué es lo que pasa? Que las entidades están haciendo cosas que no deben. Si ellos deberían analizar y ponerse la mano en el corazón. Esta es una entidad, una organización, y nosotros somos una comunidad muy poderosa. Porque estamos sacando millones y millones de dólares cada año. No estamos en vano, ni dicen como que todos hemos venido a robar y a matar y a estafar. No, somos una comunidad de luchadores que incluso hacemos trabajos que los demás no quieren hacer. Y por ende estamos acá, decimos, aquí estamos y no nos vamos, ¿ok?
Sally Kondo says she is at the Taken From Us protest to show she's part of an amazing community.
We are Hispanic, we are Latino, no matter what, no matter who. We are coming here for all the world because we are fighting every single day for justice, for power, for better job, better college, for our family. We are not for bad situation. We are here because we are fighting, and we need to try to get better life, better job for our community, for our family, and for this country, because we love this country. I came here 5 years ago, and I can say I love United States, and I work 6 days every week. That is so hard, but I ain't here fighting because I need to try to get a better life for my family, for me, and for this country too, because I love America too. But I love my community too. We are not, no matter what, for nothing. We are here because we need a better life for everybody.
Justicia! Ahora! Luchando! Creando! Poder popular! Luchando! Creando! Poder popular!
Sophia is a high school student who lives in Queens. She travels to Manhattan to go to school each day.
I know immigration issues, not firsthand, but I have so many friends and so many allies that have gone through that sort of thing. And as a daughter of two immigrants myself, as an entire immigrant family, I have an idea of the issues that immigrants have to go through to like be accepted in a country like this, where sometimes we're not accepted for who we are.
And so within the community that you're living in Queens, and with your family members, immigrant New Yorkers, are you concerned? Are you worried for their safety? Are you worried about the safety of your friends and your community?
Sometimes. It's just like, if we stay together and if we band together, then we're powerful as one. That's my method.
Perla Lopez is a youth organizer with Make the Road New York.
I feel like it's important that young people be in the space because many of our families, or not, maybe not a person from the family, but a person that we know, is being impacted by the funding of this bankers towards private detention centers. I think we are telling them, because many of our young people are afraid that something similar might happen to them. So I feel like it's important that they be in the space. It's important that they understand what our community is passing through at this moment, especially with this administration.
Lopez says schools should be doing more to address students' concerns.
I feel like in schools there's not really like a talk about like for young people that are undocumented. I mean, there are people are obviously accepted in schools that are undocumented, but I feel like they are sometimes not provided with the resources that they need, such as like some of them may have a parent that has been deported, some of them might have a person that they know that has been detained, but they're not provided with like health, like let's say mental health services, or educating them that they know that what is going on in our communities, what can happen to one of them. Yeah.
And so what do you want people to know? How can they reach out and how can they help?
I feel like teachers also should get educated about like how, what is the experience of an undocumented person, not only has come in here as an undocumented person, but what is living here in this country being undocumented and having parents that are undocumented. Also, I think that it's important to reach out to like community organizations to make sure that they're like, in case one of their youth gets detained, one of like something happens to the young person, they have someone to reach out to.
And they can contact Make the Road New York.
Yeah, obviously they can contact Make the Road New York.
And how does finally, and how do these private prisons feed into the fear and the concern among immigrant communities?
So they're basically benefiting out of the pain of our families. Every time that person gets detained and they keep funding like it's something, they basically benefit out of like the frustration and the pain of our families while they have a person detained, you know?
And what about the shoes?
So the shoes represent every person that has been detained. Obviously we don't have a lot of shoes to represent every single of them, but like since there's like a lot of people that have been detained, but the shoes represent the people that have been deported, people that have been detained, and mostly to make understand many of the bankers such as JP Morgan Chase that those people that are not here no longer or that are retained are going to be present in this space, and to make sure that they understand that we don't need more private prisons, we don't need more detention centers.
In New York, protesters delivered 27,000 letters and petition signatures to J.P. Morgan Chase. The signatures and letters came from across the U.S., and they demand that the company stop financing private detention centers and backing the Trump agenda. J.P. Morgan Chase is one of the companies recently exposed by that corporate Backers of Hate campaign, which shows how nine major corporations stand to profit off of Donald Trump's anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, anti-refugee, and anti-worker agenda. And in many cases, they cozy up to the Trump administration. You can learn more by going to backersofhate.org or maketheroadny.org.